This week's newsletter shares an update on differential fuzzing of Bitcoin NLN implementations and links to a new paper about garbled locks for accountable computing contracts. Also included are our regular sections summarizing popular questions and answers from the Bitcoin Stack Exchange, announcing new releases and release candidates, and describing notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software news, update on differential fuzzing of Bitcoin and LN implementations. Bruno Garcia posted to Delving Bitcoin to describe recent progress and accomplishments of Bitcoin Fuzz, a library and related data for fuzz testing Bitcoin-based software and libraries. Accomplishments include the discovery of over 35 bugs. These bugs were found in projects such as BTCD, Rust Bitcoin, Rust Miniscript, MBIT, Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, and Andy. Discovering discrepancies is between LN implementations did more than reveal bugs. It also drove clarifications to the LN specification. Developers of Bitcoin projects are encouraged to investigate making their software a supported target for Bitcoin Fuzz. Garbled locks for accountable computing contracts. Liam Egan posted to the Bitcoin Dev mailing list about a paper he's written about a new mechanism for creating accountable computing contracts, but based on garbled circuits, this is similar but distinct from other recent independent work on using garbled circuits for BitVMC newsletter. 359. Egan's post claims the first, in his opinion, practical garbled lock, whose fraud proof is a single signature, which represent over a 550x reduction of on-chain data compared to BitVM2. As of this writing, his post has not received any public replies. Selected Q and are from Bitcoin Stack Exchange. Bitcoin Stack Exchange is one of the first places OpTech contributors look for answers to their questions, or when we have a few spare moments to help curious or confused users. In this monthly feature, we highlight some of the top voted questions and answers posted since our last update. First, is it possible to recover a private key from an aggregate public key under strong assumptions? Peter Wewell explains current and hypothetical security assumptions around MooSig, two scriptless multi-signatures. Second, are all Taproot addresses vulnerable to quantum computing? Hugo Nguyen and Merch point out that even Taproot outputs constructed to be spent only using script paths are quantum vulnerable. Merch goes on to note, interestingly, the party that generated the output script would be able to show that the internal key was a nums point, and thus prove that a quantum decryption has occurred. Third, why can't we set the chain state obfuscation key? Ova Chow highlights that the key that obfuscates on-disk contents of the Blocksteer, see newsletter 339, is not the same key that obfuscates the chain state contents, see Bitcoin Core 6650. Is it possible to revoke a spending branch after a block height? Antoine Poinsart points to a previous answer confirming that expiring spending conditions or inverse time locks are not possible. He also notes that they may not even be desirable. Configure Bitcoin Core to use Onion nodes in addition to IPv4 and IPv6 nodes. Peter Wewell clarifies that setting the Onion configuration option only applies to outbound peer connections. He goes on to outline how to configure Tor and Bitcoin for inbound connections, releases and release candidates, new releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. Bitcoin Core 29.1 RC2 is a release candidate for a maintenance version of the predominant full node software. Core Lightning version 25.09 RC4 is a release candidate for a new major version of this popular LN node implementation. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Bitcoin Core 30.1008.102 enables interprocess communication IPC, by default enable IPC, adding the Bitcoin, Node and Bitcoin, GUI multiprocess binaries to the release builds on all systems except Windows. This allows an external Stratum V2 mining service that creates, manages and submits block templates to experiment with the multiprocess layout without custom builds. For additional context on the multiprocess project and the Bitcoin node binary, see newsletters 90, 9, 1, 147, 320, 323. LDK 3009, 970, 9 adds splice out support, enabling an LDK node to both initiate a splice out transaction and accept requests from a counterparty. This completes LDK splicing implementation. LDK hash 3736 already added splicing support. This PR adds a splice contribution enum that covers both in and out scenarios. It also ensures that the output values of a splice out transaction don't exceed the user's channel balance after accounting for fees and reserve requirments. LND hash 10102 adds a gossip ban threshold option. The default value is 100. Setting it to 0 disables the feature. This option allows users to configure the score threshold at which a peer is banned for sending invalid gossip messages. The peer banning system was previously introduced and covered in newsletter hash 319. This PR also resolves an issue where unnecessary node and channel announcement messages were sent in response to a backlog gossip query request. Asterisk Rust Bitcoin hash 4907 introduces script tagging. It adds a new generic tag parameter T to script and script buff. It also defines the type aliases script pub key, script sig, redeem script, witness script, and tap script. These aliases are backed by a sealed tag trait for compiled time roll safety. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on riverside.fm at 16:30 UTC on September 2. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.